Érettségi vizsga angol nyelvből. Hallott szövegértése középszint.
Welcome to the listening component of the Matura examination. The listening material and the instructions are recorded on this cassette, and the tasks and instructions are printed in this test booklet. There will be three tasks, and every recording will be played twice. The tasks will begin with some music, and then you will hear, and you can also read, the instructions to the task. This will be followed by a silent period on the cassette, in order to give you some time to study the task in your test booklet before hearing the text. Then we will play the recording in one piece. After another short silent period, we will play the recording for the second time, but now in shorter sections and with breaks between the sections, in order to give you enough time to write down your answers. You will also have some time to check your work at the end of each task. Please note that the first item in each task, marked with a tick, is always an example. The whole test is about 30 minutes long. Good luck! Task 1. In this section, you are going to hear a telephone conversation. Your task will be to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time, we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Start studying the task now. Now listen to the recording.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is that Christopher?
Yes.
Hello, Christopher, it's Jane.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Hi, is Mary there by any chance?
Oh, sorry. She's gone to the swimming pool with the kids.
Oh, dear, could I possibly leave a message?
Yeah, certainly. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, you see, we've arranged to go to that job interview tomorrow morning, and we said we'd meet at the West End City Centre at 8 o'clock. But I'm afraid I just can't make it at 8 because I have to see my mother off at the airport. So I was just wondering if you could ask her to meet me at 8:30 instead at the Astoria metro station.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell her that.
Okay, and there's another thing. Could you please remind her to print out my CV in 2 copies and also bring along the pen drive with my CV on it?
Okay, no problem. I'll do that.
And there's just one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just tell her to put on that nice white blouse of hers. I'll be wearing a white blouse as well, and I thought it'd be nice if the two of us were dressed up a bit.
Okay, fine. I'll tell her that.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, cheers.
Bye, and good luck.
Thanks, bye.
Now listen to the recording again. Please remember that now we will play the text in shorter sections.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is that Christopher?
Yes.
Hello, Christopher, it's Jane.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Hi, is Mary there by any chance?
Oh, sorry. She's gone to the swimming pool with the kids.
Oh dear, could I possibly leave a message?
Yeah, certainly. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, you see, we've arranged to go to that job interview tomorrow morning, and we said we'd meet at the West End City Centre at 8 o'clock. But I'm afraid I just can't make it at 8, because I have to see my mother off at the airport. So I was just wondering if you could ask her to meet me at 8:30 instead at the Astoria metro station.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell her that.
Okay, and there's another thing. Could you please remind her to print out my CV in 2 copies and also bring along the pen drive with my CV on it?
Okay, no problem. I'll do that.
And there's just one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Just tell her to put on that nice white blouse of hers. I'll be wearing a white blouse as well, and I thought it'd be nice if the two of us were dressed up a bit.
Okay. Fine, I'll tell her that.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Okay.
Okay, cheers.
Bye, and good luck.
Thanks, bye.
That is the end of task one. Task two. In this section, you are going to hear some interesting information about Peter the Great. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Start studying the task now. Now listen to the recording.
Modern Russia started with the rule of Peter the Great. He realized that Russia should be westernized to ensure its independence. He was fascinated by mechanical inventions, and he studied business models of the West. But Peter also believed in starting from the bottom and working his way up. He learned shipbuilding from the Europeans he invited to Russia, and built a ship of which he was the captain, as Peter Alexeyevich. He served as seaman, soldier, barber, and, to the discomfort of his courtiers, as dentist. In 1697, he accompanied a delegation to European courts as a carpenter named Peter Mikhailov. Peter sent Russians to be educated in the West, and imported skilled labour and military experts from abroad. He encouraged smoking, but taxed tobacco. He simplified numerals and modernized the calendar. Remarkably, Peter managed to change Russia without borrowing money for his state. Instead, he taxed his citizens heavily. Because European men were usually clean-shaven, he taxed Russians wearing beards. To ensure continual contact with the West, Peter captured the eastern shores of the Baltic Sea from the Swedes and built a new capital, St. Petersburg, on its shores. Peter was a big, strong man, 2.04 meters tall, and unlike previous monarchs, not afraid of physical labor. In November 1724, he dived into the cold Northern Ocean to assist in a ship rescue. It led to his illness and death.
Now listen to the recording again. Please remember that now we will play the text in shorter sections.
Modern Russia started with the rule of Peter the Great. He realized that Russia should be westernized to ensure its independence. He was fascinated by mechanical inventions, and he studied business models of the West. But Peter also believed in starting from the bottom and working his way up. He learned shipbuilding from the Europeans he invited to Russia, and built a ship of which he was the captain, as Peter Alexeyevich. He served as seaman, soldier, barber, and, to the discomfort of his courtiers, as dentist. In 1697, he accompanied a delegation to European courts as a carpenter named Peter Mikhailov. Peter sent Russians to be educated in the West, and imported skilled labour and military experts from abroad. He encouraged smoking, but taxed tobacco. He simplified numerals and modernized the calendar. Remarkably, Peter managed to change Russia without borrowing money for his state. Instead, he taxed his citizens heavily. Because European men were usually clean-shaven, he taxed Russians wearing beards. To ensure continual contact with the West, Peter captured the eastern shores of the Baltic Sea from the Swedes and built a new capital, St. Petersburg, on its shores. Peter was a big, strong man, 2.04 meters tall, and unlike previous monarchs, not afraid of physical labor. In November 1724, he dived into the cold Northern Ocean to assist in a ship rescue. It led to his illness and death.
That is the end of Task 2. Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear an interview with Samantha Butler, a young Canadian violinist. Your task will be to decide whether the following statements are true, false, or we do not know because the text does not say, and write the appropriate letter into the boxes on the right. Write A if the statement is true. Write B if the statement is false. And write C if the text does not say. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your work. Start studying the task now. Now listen to the recording.
must have had to concentrate on your music when growing up. Do you feel that you missed anything important in your childhood?
That's very true. Playing the violin really does take up a lot of time. It takes hours of practice every day. I suppose before I left Canada at the age of 9, I had a bit of time, but after, I had no time whatsoever. I assume the activities I would have enjoyed most would be anything outdoor and physical. Also, working in groups, I think I would have loved. Practicing can be quite lonely at times.
What is the best and worst part about being a professional musician?
The incredible artists I am lucky enough to meet and learn from, the many places around the world I am able to travel to, and of course the beautiful concert halls I have performed in. The only one thing I could possibly place in the worst category is the confusion I get after flying from Canada to Europe. The time difference really makes me exhausted.
What is the proudest moment of your career so far?
This is a difficult one to answer. I think possibly winning the Canadian Young Musician of the Year competition. That was a day I will never ever forget. Above all, I was happy with my performance for that day. But for me, the standard of my playing is always a priority, and I felt I had performed my best.
What is your most treasured possession?
My violin is my most treasured possession. I think that goes without saying. What would I do without my violin?
If you had to be really talented in anything but music, what would you choose?
I think I would have to choose dance. I love modern dance. I'm always jealous when I see dancers performing, wishing I could do the same. But if I chose something completely unrelated to music, I'm sure I'd become involved in foreign culture. I'm fascinated by the way people live, especially within different countries and cultures.
Which CD did you buy recently that you couldn't stop playing?
I bought a CD of Wynton Marsalis, an American jazz trumpet player, called The Village. I'm a huge fan, and I've listened to it so many times.
Samantha, thank you very much for the interview.
My pleasure.
Now listen to the recording again. Please remember that now we will play the text in shorter sections.
You must have had to concentrate on your music when growing up. Do you feel that you missed anything important in your childhood?
That's very true. Playing the violin really does take up a lot of time. It takes hours of practice every day. I suppose before I left Canada at the age of 9, I had a bit of time, but after, I had no time whatsoever. I assume the activities I would have enjoyed most would be anything outdoor and physical. Also, working in groups, I think I would have loved. Practicing can be quite lonely at times.
What is the best and worst part about being a professional musician?
The incredible artists I am lucky enough to meet and learn from, the many places around the world I am able to travel to, and of course the beautiful concert halls I have performed in. The only one thing I could possibly place in the worst category is the confusion I get after flying from Canada to Europe. The time difference really makes me exhausted.
What is the proudest moment of your career so far?
This is a difficult one to answer. I think possibly winning the Canadian Young Musician of the Year competition. That was a day I will never, ever forget. Above all, I was happy with my performance for that day. But for me, the standard of my playing is always a priority, and I felt I had performed my best.
What is your most treasured possession?
My violin is my most treasured possession. I think that goes without saying. What would I do without my violin?
If you had to be really talented in anything but music, what would you choose?
I think I would have to choose dance. I love modern dance. I'm always jealous when I see dancers performing, wishing I could do the same. But if I chose something completely unrelated to music, I'm sure I'd become involved in foreign culture. I'm fascinated by the way people live, especially within different countries and cultures.
Which CD did you buy recently that you couldn't stop playing?
I bought a CD of Wynton Marsalis, an American jazz trumpet player, called The Village. I'm a huge fan, and I've listened to it so many times.
Samantha, thank you very much for the interview.
My pleasure.
That is the end of Task 3, and also the end of the listening exam.
Heaven don't